It's been a funny old time in the A-League in the last couple of weeks. Staggered starts and back to the airport, back on the bus, back home, all that sort of stuff for Melbourne teams trying to find a way to complete the A-League season. Mark Rudin, the coach of West Indian United, I'm sure has had some moments in the last week. He joined us on The Breakfast Club. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How many times have you said to yourself, you know what, this is all too hard, let's just can it now?
Look, it's been eventful. It's been difficult, and I've said this before, but I've got a lot of respect for both the Melbourne clubs, who had to go through this ordeal. But as you mentioned as well in the opener, we just want to get the competition started again, and we want to finish it off. And we've put ourselves in a pretty good position, and we want to see off the season. And I think that's been our main focus. It's easy to get down and complain, but as a group, we're trying to see the positives. As hard as it's been, and we're ready to get out in the training paddock and start playing games again.
So you, along with City and Victory, are now in New South Wales in quarantine before you get back out playing in the A-League. You were supposed to play Melbourne Victory on Thursday night, if I'm not mistaken, on the resumption. But
correct.
The fixture has now been reset, and it's going to be announced, I think, today. Do you know what your resumption does look like?
Not yet. We're trying to get confirmation, or trying to get a rough draw. I think late last night, and funny enough, we're all camped together. I've got Eric Bombard, the Melbourne City coach, right next to me in the hotel. So, there's not too many secrets, but we've had a chat about trying to play against each other, depending on what the draw looks like. If we do play later on in this season, they've only got 3 games to play. We've got 6 games, so. Yeah, it's a little bit different for both teams. We've got to make sure that for us, if we've spoken to the FFA, we've got a lot of games in a short amount of time. If we can get a little bit of help there, because it's going to be quite difficult for the players' welfare and their fitness levels as well, knowing that we've got 40 days of training. But we don't know too much yet. We're just asking to make sure that, we'll hopefully get a bit of spacing in between the games for us.
Mark, we speak to Scott Jamieson a lot on this program. He's a good friend of ours, and you can just tell at times his morale is really being tested as a player. As a coach, not so much your own morale, but what's your role at trying to keep the players motivated and just keep their heads in the right space?
Yeah, extremely important, and it's a good question, particularly through these kind of moments. And, everybody reacts to situations differently, whether they're positive or negative. And, it's our job, I guess, as leaders to just try and reinforce the message and talk to them about, what our position as a football club is. And also, show that we're there for them too. The player welfare is very, very important these days, at most elite football clubs or any coach, should I say, for that matter. But, you get the odd person here and there. I mean, Bessart, for example, likes... to understand what's going on all the time, and he needs to be showing some love and care as well. But it's not just the coaches and the coaching staff, but like you said, people like Scott Jamieson, Jambo's got an important role to play, the captains too. So it is quite tough. We have been locked up in our rooms the last couple of days, and we can't get out. And these are the moments where they need us most. And we're quite lucky, although we can't see each other, we're able to communicate with each other, and sometimes that's enough. So, like I said, it has been tough for everybody involved, but, our view is one to remain as positive as possible and try to get the season going again.
What level of play would you expect to see? Well, it's one of the things we talked about in the AFL upon resumption after 12 weeks. And for the A-League, it's even longer. It's 112 days today since the last game between Newcastle and Melbourne City. What level of play can you expect from those professionals after such a long period out?
Yeah, again, we can only go by watching the other coach play and having watched the AFL. Now there's a lot of talk about, the style of play that's going on at the moment because of the change of the rules and because they've been out for such a long time. I mean, our rules won't be changing as such. We still play over 90 minutes with a half-time, 50-minute break as well. So, Look, I expect them to be a little bit rusty. I think that goes without saying. I mean, 4 months is a long time. Not to be able to... I mean, don't forget, we couldn't train together as a team as well. So if you're going to get... there's a lot of different ways to try and, get your message across to the players. We spoke to them a lot about our season so far, and obviously the back end of the season, how we improved, and giving each player a little bit of information about, the things that we're really proud of them about and the things that we need to still see an improvement in. And I think that's what gave them a little bit of, I guess they were pretty happy about the situation because they're looking for information from us, and sometimes during that period it's difficult because of the lack of communication. But the more information that we can give them, the easier it is for them, once we get back in the training paddock, to understand exactly what they need to work on, and the areas that we're really happy with them as well. But I think it goes without saying, from a physical point of view, you know, after the 60 or 70 minute mark, it's going to be really important. With, I guess, the only change that we've got is the amount of substitutions we can use. It's been raised from 3 to 5. So I guess,
okay,
from a coaching perspective, that's an area that we've got to be really smart in making sure that we look after all the players from a physical point of view.
All right, we're looking forward to seeing how that works, the 5 subs instead of the 3 through the resumption, and hopefully a couple of wins along the way for Western United. Mark, great to have you a part of our program. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate talking to you.
Mark Rudin, the coach of Western United.